Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another week of Stargazing with my forecasts. Always good to hear from you and great to have you back with us again for the start of another week. Monday, the 20th of March, and this week will go down as one of the biggest of the year. We have so much happening. The sun is moving into Aries on March 21. There is also a new moon conjunct with this sun moving into Aries. Also, Pluto is moving out of Capricorn for the first time since 2008. This is happening also this week on March 23. On Thursday, and then March 25, we have the planet Mars moving into the sign of Cancer. So it's a pretty big week. Cancerians and Capricorns, Leos and Aquarians, you'll all be feeling this, and all of the star signs, some a little bit more action around you, and others not so much. But how is this week shaping up according to your stars? Have a listen. Aries, this week for you, you have a new moon and the powerful sun moving into your sign. You'll feel this boost, Aries, because if you've been lagging in energy over the last 3 or 4 weeks, here we've got this new moon bolstered by the power of the sun moving into your sign. It's going to be an energy boost, and this new confidence will be coming around you as a result. You might be throwing off the shackles too, Aries, of the past. This is a new beginning for you. So up until the last 4 weeks, you may have just felt that you've been reaching the end of the road in some way. Your energy levels haven't been there. And now, here is the sun and the new moon giving you this burst, a happy birthday feeling, and happy birthday to you, by the way, of this new energy, this new outlook that's coming in around you. So be at peace with it. You may even be knocked out over the next couple of weeks with all this optimism and this new thought process, this new energy, this new confidence coming in around you. But just take your time as you progress. New people coming into your life as a result, and you'll be also thinking about a new direction and this new enthusiasm that's upon you. I'll be telling you more over the next couple of weeks. Good luck, Aries. Taurus, this week for you, as of Monday, the 20th of March, you're right with your thinking and your knowing at the moment. It's best to just keep a lot of information to yourself. You could be making a discovery at the moment, so also keep that towards yourself. I do see a few more people coming in around you, whether this is female energy or it's more females coming towards you. It's not a bad thing. It's a supportive thing, but not that you need that at the moment. You probably need a little bit more rest, especially with the sun moving into your 12th house. It's there for about 4 more weeks, so just use this time to wind back a little bit if you can. The new moon this week is also in an area of your friendship. So it's highlighting on the tail end of this weekend that's just gone by a lot more conversation with people or getting to know people, linking up with people that you may have not been in touch with otherwise. But a generally a quiet week. Towards the end of the week, you'll be thinking more of yourself. Good luck, Taurus. Gemini, this week for you, as of Monday, the 20th of March, welcome to a lucky period for you, especially with friendships. I don't think you'll have to try too much. It just looks like situations and matters are just going to manifest without you interfering or prodding, if you like, too much. Just look out for new associations. They seem to be coming in around you. This is an ideal time for networking, also people supporting you, supporting your ideas, and you just holding on to your dreams and your hopes and your wishes, Gemini. It's a very good period for you. So look out for surprises too, by the way, regarding friends, possibly snap decisions, and possible quick trips if you're up to it. There's a little part of you too, and I want you to be advised of this. Over the next 4 to 6 weeks, don't overdo things. Pull back if you can and just take each day as it comes. I do feel it's going to be pretty busy, especially here with contacts. People are wanting to know what you're doing. What are you up to? Can we catch up? So expect these sort of conversations as you network over the next few weeks and months ahead, especially. People are wanting to get in touch with you, but don't overdo it, Gemini. Cancerians, hello to you. Good to have you with us. As always, this week's prediction for you as of March 20, this week and next, move along quickly, mostly because you appear busier than usual. It's a time to focus on your working life or your career, so dress it up, Cancerians. You're firing, by the way, in this area. I don't think you've ever performed better, perhaps this time last year, but right now you're ready for recognition. You're ready for advancement. You've come into this part of the year already up to March, and as we move into April, you'll be looking at making a few decisions, I feel, and this has got a lot to do with senior people, people who are well-connected, possibly to do with your career, but if you are in a working capacity, look towards a more ambitious aspect. It's certainly going to be coming your way. Several of you, of course, are not working. So what does this mean? Well, I feel you could also be negotiating with a government department or people in power that are able to address your concerns. You're moving forward, and you're moving forward with the people who are able to connect and help you do so. Good luck, Cancerians. Leo, this week for you, as of March 20, we have got the sun in a fellow fire sign of Aries. This time of the year is always excellent for you, Leo. So it's not a case of sit back, but you can, if you are sitting back, look forward to a sense of optimism and things moving forward without the pressure or circumstances of delays. This week, start to gain pace, especially from Wednesday, as you are inspired with new interests. You will move into an area where you will specialize in a certain subject. This all sounds pretty exciting. I think a lot of you might be considering perfecting your skills in some way. You may be doing a course or thinking of doing some sort of study or advancing your skills. Perhaps you're already sticking to a subject that you already know and you're polishing it up a little bit. But a lot of this is also affording you of wanting to pull back a little bit. It's slightly more reclusive, Leo, as I see this happening around you, which is very unlike you. You're normally a person who's quite vivacious. You're out there. You're ruled by the sun. So here you are spreading light into a lot of people's lives and situations, and especially the projects that you commit yourself to, Leo. But there's a part of you that may be wanting to just pull back a little bit over these next few months. It's only for this year, but I feel you're more specialising or honing your skills. And this month certainly supports that thought process. And the new moon, of course, is also bolstering this new thought activity as well. Look out for some sort of applied science or applied application over the next few days and weeks as you're thinking more differently now in 2023. Lots of exciting things coming up for you, Leo, so good luck. Virgo, as of Monday, the 20th of March, this action-packed week, this period is calling on you to be one step ahead of your game and the game of others. Your knowing becomes a little bit sharper over these next few days. Partnerships may appear to have a seriousness about them. Very interesting cycle here for you, Virgo. We've recently had Saturn moving into your seventh house. Now, this is an area of the zodiac which often applies to romance, marriage. It can also apply to open enemies. But rather than focus on that, I'm looking at this area where Sirius Saturn, which is ruled by a fellow Earth sign to you, Capricorn, it's moving into an area of the zodiac which is extremely supportive for you. So you can see this coming into partnerships, and I feel that they're going to be very beneficial. This is not a quick rush roller coaster ride. This is a bit of a long haul, 2.5 year process. So we're seeing these executive types, if you will, or people who are very well connected. Perhaps they're subtle, others may be a little more aggressive, but they're passionate and a little more serious in dealing with you. I don't think you've met all of them yet, by the way. There may have been one or two circling around you, and perhaps they're here in the background at the moment. But you can certainly look forward to, Leo, these people coming into your life who are instrumental in helping you move forward. They're not there to hurt you or harm you. I feel they're here as a team or a partnership of as such to structure the future of your pathway. And this can be as vast as administration work, government work, even if you're in a performing role or you're in some sort of industry that is of system and order. There's a spoke in the wheel of life here. There's so many industries. So these people that are coming in around you, they're well connected. I feel they're power types, and they are here to help you for the long haul. So look out for this, Virgo. Don't be overwhelmed by it, but it's certainly starting in earnest from around about now. You've got quite an exciting 4 weeks coming up. Do be careful in that you're giving out this presence about you at the moment. It's very lucrative. It's drawing people towards you. So just choose your associations wisely. I'll be telling you more over the next few weeks. Look out for structure at the moment. Lots happening around you. Good luck, Virgo. Libra, this week for you as of Monday, the 20th of March, love and romance in inverted commas. It almost sounds very sort of froth and bubble, doesn't it? But it's quite lovely to tell you, Librans. It's swirling around you at the moment. Love and romance, it's around you over several weeks. However, you may be involved with things that you also love doing. I mean, not everybody is searching for romance or love and attention. Many people perhaps just enjoy their own company. Or perhaps you could be saying to yourself, I'm too old for all of that, Steve. But this also means the love and passion of a project, perhaps. So, nice period. But what I'm also alluding to is that you too, like Virgo, you're drawing people into you. There's a very attractive aura around you at the moment, Libra. You're ruled by Venus, so you don't really have to try that hard. You don't often see an ugly Libran or an ugly Taurian, also ruled by Venus. If you do, it's because they're lazy. But this week and the weeks ahead, Libra, especially with the sun and the new moon directly opposite your sign, in your opposing sign of Aries, it's working a magic around you at the moment. So look forward to invitations and look out for those invitations that you do accept where you're admirably appreciated and people are swirling in around you. Quite exciting. You may even be brushing a few off like flies around you. Hopefully not, but I mean, your warm presence around you is certainly going to be making you very attractive towards others. Proposals, secret admirers, new people entering in. This is the forecast for you, Libra, over the next few weeks. And even if you don't feel it's immediately happening, keep alert, watch out, because you are being noticed. Good luck.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Scorpio, this next 4 weeks for you, especially from March 20, Monday, we're looking at the stars. Your energy will see a positive lift around you at the moment, and you will find that you've got a mojo back that perhaps was lagging before. Your enthusiasm is back, your charisma at the moment, Scorpio. I often see it at 100%, but it's even shining more, doubly so, this week, and it's bolstered here by this new moon and the sun moving into an area of the zodiac which is just also drawing people towards you. You may want to be looking at your health this week, also your work. Are these areas that need tweaking around you? Do you need to have a checkup? Do you need to consult with a professional? Or are you just going into yourself and being at peace and looking for a few more answers in your moments of quietness? It doesn't hurt to do that at the moment, but if you are spending some time alone, you're thinking about your well-being. You're thinking, is everything working in my favour at the moment? This is not a self-indulgent exercise, Scorpio. This is about you wanting to feel good and thinking about yourself, so in turn you can be good for the projects that you channel your energy into, and also the people who are around you who support you accordingly. And this 4 week period here where you're getting in touch with the right people, whether these are professionals, doctors, people connected with the health industry, people who are connected with your work sector, they're here to help you. And you'll also find that those people are going to be coming in around you to forward these lines of thinking and this forwardness of optimism that's around you. Just keep alert, and I feel that you'll be very well connected in the next 3 to 4 weeks that are coming up. The week starts off with a bit of fun, but I think you're going to be busy from Wednesday forward. Relationships will be important, both business and personal, by the end of the week. Good luck, Scorpio. Sagittarius, welcome to a very nice period. Fellow fire sign Aries is shining around you at the moment with the sun and the new moon in a fellow fire sign. This is probably an area of the zodiac where the sun is at its most happiest and lively, and it's in your chart at the moment that you will see this fun energy evolving, Sagittarius. It's a thrilling thing to tell you, and you are one of the fun-loving zodiac signs that radiates an energy that's most envied by a lot of people. You're ruled by Jupiter, the planet of expansion and abundance. It's always around you. It never disappoints you. And even if you find yourself in moments of despair or periods of bad luck, it's never for too long, Sagittarius, because your ruling planet, Jupiter, will open up life again and again and again for you. It's a wonderful sign that you are being Sagittarius. And here, this week, we've got the sun and the new moon in your sign, bolstered with all this energy, giving you a sense of optimism. You will be thinking about your home and your family to a degree, especially at the beginning of the week. Look out for improvements or adjustments. Perhaps you're at the tag end of this. From Wednesday moving forward, the mood will start to lighten up for you. I feel there's young energy around you and could have a bit to do with either children, your own, or perhaps someone else's. A nice period for you, Sagittarius. Enjoy. Throw on the party hats. Capricorn, my great Capricorn friends, good to have you with us this week. Starting from the 20th of March, everything that's important about your family, your parents, and even senior types, their well-being, it becomes more important to you from this week on. This week also signals a new approach around you. And next weekend, you should find the load is lightened a little bit. There seems to be some fun activities. So from Friday, even through until Sunday, make sure you've got marked in your diary some fun events to turn up to. Even if you haven't, I feel the phone could be going, or there could be texting or emails around you supporting this fun activity. But next weekend seems to be quite enjoyable around you. Let's come back to your home and your family. Whether there is adjustments that needs to be coordinated, or you're making improvements around your home, some of you may think whether you should be moving on or moving forward. Are you wanting to upsize or downsize? It's all about your home this period, and also your family. There could be some compassion or caring for elders or other family members within the home. This is not a tough load for you to carry at the moment, but every other sector of your life seems to take on a lighter approach, and you'll be focusing more on your home. This is your root environment. It's where you're grounded, Capricorn. So you normally are focused in the outer world, or your career focus for many of you anyway, but your home is your base, and you'll be making sure this is a buffer from the outside environment and making it more homely accordingly. Good luck, Capricorn. Aquarius, welcome to a revolutionary week this week. This is just monumental, especially with the planet Pluto, the planet that is known for its makeover of people. Capricorns have experienced this since 2008. It's not something to be feared. It's something to be enjoyed, something to be empowered by. And here is Pluto, a moon of Neptune, tucked away at the back of our universe, but like the pin or the point of a compass placed on paper, it packs a punch, and it's here to support you, make you over, and empower you over the next 10 or 15 years. It just makes a brief visit into your sign over the next couple of months or so, and then it moves back into Capricorn. But then it's back into Aquarius for the long haul. I'll be telling you a lot more about this, Aquarians, over the next few weeks. But the birth date's experiencing this at the moment, January 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. If you've got those birth dates, you'll certainly be feeling this energy coming in around you. For some of you, it may be making you feel a little bit restless, but it's ultimately here to empower you and afford you of everything that you've ever been wishing or hoping for, but not too sure how to carry it through. So it's giving you this power, if you will, to execute your dreams and carry them through with confidence. This week, brothers, sisters, siblings. Now, that could mean the same thing, brothers and sisters, siblings, but it could also be people who appear to you to be like brothers or sisters. So these siblings, they're more important to you than usual, so you can expect more conversation and activity in this area. Go out and have a drink or celebrate on Thursday. It's a big day. We've got Pluto moving into your sign, and you will be feeling this new burst of energy, not straight away, but it's slowly manifesting and giving you more power. I'll be telling you a lot more about this, Aquarius. It's certainly going to be colouring up my predictions for you. Good luck. Pisces, this week for you, beautiful Pisces, as of March 20, this is a power week to take control of all your finances. You've got brilliant stars around you at the moment, Pisces. This has been going on for a couple of weeks. Or more, and you may not be feeling it, but it's certainly there on the back bench. You've got this council of very lucky planets, especially Jupiter here. It's in the mix on the back bench for you, and you're getting better organized with money matters. So look out for people, look out for situations, ideas coming to the fore, or you just taking action with this energy here in the background. It's meant to be supporting your finances, and you're getting organized here with finances. You are investing in yourself. This is not always about finances. If you're wanting more money to be coming in, it's surely there for you for the taking. You will have to take action, but it's also about you and your self-worth, you believing in yourself. So there could be a restlessness. There could be a light bulb moment. Not just today or tomorrow or yesterday. it could be coming over these next few weeks. It perhaps has been manifesting over the last months. You'll get these light bulb moments where I can do this. I want to do that. So believe in yourself at the moment. There's plenty of energy supporting this. You're investing in your own interests and you're investing in your own future at the moment, Pisces, and it'll be a wise move. You can share it with others, but I think it's perhaps wise to be focusing here on yourself. It's not that you're ignoring others. By investing in your own tree and growing your own branches, you're there also to support their swings, to use a metaphor. So there's quite some exciting things around you at the moment. Lots to do with your money. This is the headline that is illuminated in neon lights, and it's a very progressive period for you, Pisces. So put your thinking cap on and believe in yourself, especially here with the money, because it's reward and payday time for you at the moment. And this is not just momentarily. This is going on for weeks, and I'll be telling you more about this over the next few forecasts. Good luck, Pisces. Well, there we are. There is the star signs this week. We have got that new moon moving into Aries along with the sun moving into Aries. This will last for about 2 weeks. Of course, the sun in Aries will last for 4 weeks, but the new moon energy is lasting over this next 2 weeks as you put things and projects and thoughts into action. It's about another 6 months away where we'll see the full moon in the full Aries moon in Libra coming up around about late September or October. That's where we'll see whatever you're starting now coming to fruition. And this is for a lot of people. But also this week with Pluto moving into Aquarius, Mars moving into Cancer on Friday, big, big week, especially with the stars. So keep your hands on the wheel, keep a regular speed on the accelerator, and hang on, because I'll be telling you a lot more over the next few weeks. Very exciting time with the stars. Thanks for listening in, friends. As always, always lovely hearing from you, and I look forward to having you on my Facebook page as well, wherever you are. I'll leave you with my favorite thought, as always: what you want, it wants you to. Bye now.